Good morning. It's violence time. Thank you very much, Michael, for holding it up until the time of your goodbye. And then, obviously, you have an interesting way of making the transition and, helping me inform the listeners that the serious time show is ending and the next show has nothing to do with seriousness whatsoever. It's just the world, a bunch of, of jokes lumped together in what resembles a story thanks to the creativity of yours truly, moi. And of course, that's going to run until the hour of 11. The show's name is Mind the Gap, for those of you that have been living under a rock. Now, if you just, crawled out, according to Charles Darwin's theory of evolution, some of us did that a billion years ago. For those of you that just did it maybe, 5 minutes ago, and you came across came across my very wonderful show here. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show. AKA Mind the Gap with Helmut here on Eagle FM. It's a comedy show, and I cannot stress this enough. It's a comedy show. So if you take any of it serious and end up with a heart attack or high blood pressure or heart cancer, that's not on me, nor Eagle FM. Now that's on you. Just you and, maybe a couple of genetic factors and poor diet decisions factored in there. Maybe a little bit of one wrong relationship after another. I'm told that also contributes to heart attack. But, that has nothing to do with yours truly here or Eagle FM. Now, actually, you're supposed to run to Eagle FM and Mind the Gap every time that you are going through a heartbreak. Whether this is, your girlfriend breaking up with you or your boyfriend breaking up with you or, your... Now, I'm an advocate of talking every time that you are going through, tough situations like a breakup. You're supposed to find someone that you are comfortable with and talk to them about it. If you trust them so much, you can just, open up and talk to them. That, it's good to point out though that works but there are situations where it doesn't work. Take, for example, when you have one of those live-in nanny and the situation have gone from nannyship to relationship. Now, one day when he came from work, he found that the nanny has a boyfriend in your house, has her boyfriend in your house. Now, you can't yell at her. You can't complain about it to your wife because, then she's gonna know that you have been, the nanny has been playing the role of substitute wife, and believe me, she's not gonna take that lightly. Best case scenario, she's gonna murder you. That's best case scenario. Worst case scenario, she's gonna murder you. There's no best case scenario that doesn't involve murder, murder in that situation. But anyway, now at this point, you're asking, how do I know if my husband is doing the, babysitter on the side? Okay, think back. When was the last time you got this babysitter? Now, in between the date that this babysitter assumed duty and today, have you at some point gone on a long journey? Take, for example, for guys, make it 2 days journey. And when you came back, you noticed some changes in the behavior. Take, for example, financial behavior. Let's start with financial behavior. If you notice some type of financial behavior from the babysitter, aka, the salary have gone up. And when you try to ask the ogre, we just hired this lady. Why is the salary, what did the salary go up all of a sudden? And bro goes in to explain, inflation, Donald Trump tariffs, she needs something, and also, by the way, minimum wage and all that. It could be, I'm not saying it's not, I'm saying it could be minimum wage, but it could also be minimum in the bedroom, these things happen. Now, by the way, the same goes for the pool boy, for those of you with pool boys or the gate man. One thing I like about life is it's full of drama. I don't even know why we hate drama, though. It's drama that makes life spicy. Without drama, life would be boring. Although some of the dramas are more like horror movie. Okay, maybe it's just a, you know, let me just point out that there's a difference between drama and horror movie. There's a difference between those two. Take, for example, I'll give you two stories that, you know, to sort of like illustrate that point. Un momento, s'il vous plaît. Now, where was I? Let me give you an example of a drama, and then I'll give you an example of a horror movie. Reynold Shipuikineni has reportedly resigned from the ruling party. Now that is drama, because there are two possibilities that exist here. Now, according to him, or at least according to the reports that I was able to come, that I came across yesterday, homeboy left the political party because of alleged internal corruption. I'm like, if you are leaving your political party because of corruption, you may as well just leave the country because, well, fish rot. but anyway, moving on. Seriously? Look, if you are going to leave a political party because of corruption, if you are so dedicated to getting away from corruption, this is just my thoughts on the subject. I'm just saying, if you are dedicated to getting away from corruption, you are going to need a spaceship. AKA, you're going to have to find a solar system somewhere, maybe somewhere in the billions of galaxies in this our, you know, in this our universe. The observable one is big enough. We don't even know how big it is. We don't know how many galaxies are there. We don't know how many planets are there. Maybe there are those planets that are in these galaxies that can support life, like yours truly, planet Earth here. We don't know about that. Which is why I don't subscribe to the whole idea of Miss Universe. Miss Universe, you can't tell me that, well, we are the only one that knows how to model. For all you know, there could be some pointy ear, hot, smoking, hot aliens out there that could also be, you know, participate in this pageant and win. Now, anyway, I'm just saying, if you are going to leave a political party because of alleged corruption, you are going to have to leave the country also because of corruption. May I point out that you also have to leave the continent, because Africa, corruption, same WhatsApp group. May I also point out that you will have to leave the planet, because Africa, Europe, by the way, and there is corruption everywhere. Before you start saying, oh no, but some other countries like those ones in Europe, there is less corrupt, well, there is no corruption because, well, the leaders are white. Newsflash. Oh no. Actually, no. A skin color has nothing to do with corruption. All you just have to do is be a living organism that has 32 teeth, assuming you didn't lose some of them in a bar fight, assuming you didn't lose some of them in a bar fight, all you need is just 32 teeth, 2 legs, 5 fingers, and love money. And who doesn't love money? We all do. Let me give you an example. French state covered up a Nestle scandal Senate. That is in France. Now, according to this story, it's coming out of Paris, of course. You know, the city of love. By the way, do you know that, the underground area of the city of Paris, the city of love, is covered by something known as Paris catacombs. Have you seen a library? Now, picture the library that you have seen, spanning about 300 kilometers of labyrinth. Now, all this 300 kilometers of basically tunnels, they are filled with bones, human bones. Because somewhere, I think that was in the 1600s, a bunch of white guys were dying like flies. So then they realized that some of their graveyards are too full. So, you know, they need space to bury the newly dearly departed. So their goal was, where are we going to find a space? Now, Europe Europe is, first of all, it's not a continent. call it Eurasia. Now it makes sense. Now, anyway, they figured out that the best way to, you know, to make space for the newly dearly departed is to dig up the bones of the very, 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 very oldly dearly departed and then find space for them so they can create room for the newly dearly departed. So they decided to dig up a lot of bones of a lot of people that departed, times of yore. I've got to stop watching some of these British comedy shows. But anyway, a British comedy show, if there's one thing the British are good at, is playing with their own language for, to trigger more like, in a humorous way. On that one, I give them 10 out of 10. It's that and colonizing. Oh, they are very good at those two. So, according to this story coming out of France here, the French government at the highest level covered up a scandal over the treatment of mineral water by food giant Nestle, including the iconic, very fancy drink with a French name I can't pronounce, of course, for two reasons. One, not very good at drinking. Two, not very good at chilling. Three, I don't speak French. Moving on. A Senate investigation said yesterday, in recent years, the Swiss food and drinks conglomerate has been under pressure over its Perrier and other brands. European Union regulation strictly limit what I don't want the French to start, to start colonizing us again. Now, anyway, European Union regulations strictly limit what treatment are allowed for any product marked as natural mineral water. In addition to Nestle water, lack of transparency, it is important to highlight the state's lack of transparency, both towards local and European authorities, towards the French people. This is one of those reasons why, farmers in the southern part of the Red Line are very stubborn. Why they are very stubborn when it comes to the whole discussion of the Red Line, because some of our biggest, one of our biggest, market is the EU, and the EU, they write the rules and try their level best to stick to them compared to most of us. You remember Apple and the lightning charging port and special iPhone charger. You wanna know why they got rid of it to bring back the C-type in the newer models? It's because the EU said so. They don't play, they just tell you it's either you change this to suit us or get the heck out of our market. Now, any business person's idea is to make money from their products. And you don't wanna lose a market like the EU. Because one, they have one fancy foreign currency. And two, they are a giant market with buying power. Translation, it's just a small, it's just a bunch of islands glued up together by Mother Nature. And also, now these islands are all full of a bunch of guys that have been stealing resources. And therefore, they are rich. They have been making money for a very long time. So they have the buying power that make every, every business person go like, do I really want to lose this market? You want to know how rich these guys are? You want to know what they are willing to buy? Just last month, one Asian guy, I'm not sure if that guy was from Vietnam or Cambodia, and two Belgians were arrested in Kenya for trying to smuggle ants, all 5,000 of them. Now, one thing I found fascinating about that story is, how did four grown men wake up and decided, you know what? We are going to collect ants. Huh? But anyway, with that, like 5,000 different types of detour, what I'm trying to say here is that, the story, like the one that we have here, the one of Reynold Shipwikineni leaving his political party because of alleged corruption, among other things that he listed there. See, that's drama. That's drama. Dramas like this makes the world go round. Now, some of the things that takes place in the history of, more like in our society, is not drama. It's just flat out horror. The Okahanja murders, on the other hand, that's not drama. That's a horror story of some sick idiot just, doing something. I don't know what type of gratification they derive out of. I mean, they gain out of. And then the recent one, recent example of a horror story is British tourist arrested over nude photos for children. Jesus Christ. That's a horror story. A very, very, very horror story. Now, this is something that I never planning on investigating because, first of all, for the sake of my sanity, but as a comedian, I'm an overthinker naturally. That's one thing all comedians have in common. Like, we think a lot, which is why we ask some of these questions that make people go like, how the heck do you even come up with this nonsense? It's because we never stop thinking. Like, we think all the time. I know y'all think too, but we think in our sleep. Like, it's both a blessing and a curse. It's a curse in a way that focusing is not our strong suit. In that way, it's a curse. It's a blessing in a way that, creativity and curiosity and stuff, we have that in droves. So, one question now I can't stop asking myself on this is, what British tourist arrested over nude photos of Saint children? Someone find out if he's Catholic and if he's a priest. Catholics are so going to madam. It's a good thing Dwight is not here. But anyway, this has nothing to do with Catholic priest out there is going, oh, thank God this one is not on us. Okay, no, because usually, every time these stories pop up, it's more often, let it not be us, let it not be us, let it be us. Man, it's us again. It was the same in Argentina, Germany, basically the world over. Also, this one, it's just one British guy that decided that left all the women in Europe and then flew to all the adult women in Europe and came to Namibia and left all the adult women in this country. A lot of them you can find both romantically, especially if you're white for some, and especially if you have especially if you are loaded for some. And especially that second one. Now, left all those ones and decided, you know what? I'm into kids. Okay. This is still one of those developing stories. And if any of this is true, our society needs prayers. At this point, I think not prayers, scratch that. Our society needs lightning bolt. A lightning bolt that will strike the behind of anyone that does something like, nonsense like this. Fry his behind like a panna. Actually make it, a panna is a terrible example. Actually it's a terrible example of a good food. Like, that's an example of a horror movie. Now, let's come back to drama, because horror is not something that I want to focus on. Moving on. Every time. Yeah, I know. You see, every time I read a story of someone leaving their political party, I know that there are only two ways. Those guys are going one of two ways. It's either they're joining another political party or this guy that just recently left Nudo, the founder of the Asoli Party, Association of Local something something. Joseph Kawandenge. You see? I'll just use one of the very few recent examples. Muharuka left PDM, joined the ruling party, and well, things worked out for him. You know, talk about, greener pasture. Now he's a governor of the Kunene region. Congratulations! And then, Kawandenge left, left Nudo, and then he decided to, you know, to take the direction. He was like, you know what? I'm not joining any political party. I'm starting my own political party, and I will put in the, you know, the Lukato level of dedication, because one day, I have a dream. Fingers crossed. 20 years from now, I have a seat in parliament. That's some serious dedication. But anyway, when someone leaves their political party, things are only going to go one of two ways. It's either they're starting their own political party or they're going to join another political party. Which direction you take is actually up to you. That's one thing I like about our country. It's one really beautiful thing I like about our country. You can do whatever you want. It's called freedom of political participation. I just came up with that. Run around singing it, and that's on you. That's one thing I like about our country. The level of freedom that we have in this country is awesome. Just not level of freedom to fondle kids for the love of God. No, find someone your age. Actually, speaking from experience, it's much more fun with someone your age, and it's legal, and it's morally tiaka. That's my language for correct. Speaking from experience on the adult part, I have zero experience on the kids part because, well, I don't have a rotten brain. It's one that is full of political violence, but the moral depravity of fondling kids, chikes. Jesus. Now, when you leave your political party in Namibia, when someone leaves their political party in Namibia, they either join a different political party or start their own political party. That's one thing we enjoy about the, that's one thing I love about my country. Now, why am I having a newspaper in front of me? For those of you that can see it now, you can just picture it. Namibia, Mozambique, a forge bold alliance. Oh, dear Lord. Now. Mozambique is a very nice country. Mozambique. I'm told the origin of the word Mozambique is a mispronunciation of the Somali capital, Mogadishu. I don't know how true that is. Sometimes I just read this stuff. Now, it's a very nice country, former Portuguese colony, just like our neighbors to the north, the guys that has a national team that's always kicking the heck out of us. I thought we were neighbors, but I mean, you guys are mean. We have this, we are forging more and more relationship, but Mozambique, guys, let's just, work out something here. Work out something here. When you have a dispute, try settling it through the courts. And also, when you borrow money, at least steal some of it, not all of it. 2.2 billion. You think money was stolen in Fisher Road? Oh, no. No. That was pocket change that was stolen. Picture Namibian politicians, and by the way, it's still corruption. Picture politicians going to borrow money, and then instead of investing some of it and then stealing some of it, these guys just steal all of it. 2.2 billion. And that, of course, scared the heck out of investors. There is, a lot of them started exiting them, the Mozambican economy. And their loss was just the magnificent. Or the Italians would say, gonfia et magnifica. Swollen and magnificent. Don't ask me what the word swollen is doing there. Those are the only two Italian words I have in my Italian vocabulary. So, Mozambique, President Tumbo Nandi Ndaitwa has called for a shift from traditional political ties to stronger economic cooperation between Namibia and Mozambique. Let's take a break.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Oulio mnangeshefa na wahara kushivifa oma akuro yo kupitira mohorike radio station yo Eagle FM. Inyamukuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono rahe tatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa kono rahe tatu natu, mbali o he tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. We are still with a comedy show. Don't take any of it to heart. Lest you end up with a heart attack. I think you should be a rapper at this point. Because, I mean, my rapping, you know, my rapping skills, I think, they're getting better every day. Very soon I'll be able to surpass some of these local artists. I just don't want to mention any names because I don't have bodyguards. Now, let me just draw you a picture of just how, okay. Now, before I bring you this very disturbing picture that will haunt you at least for the rest of today, depending on how sensitive you are, let's finish the touch up with Mozambique. Now, let's wrap up the Mozambique story. It's just, it's changing seasons and the sneezing is murdering me. It's expected. Every time there's changing seasons, your body has to adjust to the new season called winter. And then when it changes again from winter, had to adjust to a new season called summer. So, well, your body is the first smart device, actually really smart. Nowhere near this, you know, the level of intelligence that your body has in terms of the way that it does its thing. It's, there's no single electronic device that can compare. Yeah, like that's how good your body is. So just give it time to adjust, like mine is, seems to me like it's doing right now. Let's get back to the relationship between Mozambique and Namibia. President Entumbo Nandi Ndaitwa has called for a shift from traditional political ties to a stronger economic operations between Namibia and Mozambique. The elevation. Thank God it wasn't about election because I was like, election? Seriously? Now, anyway, that statement of the shift from traditional political relationships to economic ones. A lot of African countries, our relationship is mostly political. Very political. Economic, not much. Let me show you an example. Let's just take one mineral on this one mineral on this earth. One, that is copper. Now, this is according to the United Nations development something. Hang on a second. I sent that thing to one of my colleagues. Yeah, right here. I just ran into this report on my way here and, doing what I do best, that is scrolling on my phone to avoid, awkward conversations. Like, someone asking me, so, Where are you going? Hidas. Oh, Hidas in Klein Windhoek. Yeah. Hidas in Klein Windhoek. Oh, the side of Checkers. Yes. Yes. I'm getting me one. My document. Okay, now I'm all set. Now let me give you an example of COPPA. It seems to me like there's a very nice, more of an infographic coming out of the United Nations Trade and Development. Yes, global trade. Now this is according to their 2025 report, and there's one page that I'm looking for, and oh yeah, there we go. China stands out as a processing hub for copper. Like I'm telling you, because of all the lights, I don't think you can see it. But if you can just go on the United Nations Trade and Development website and then get yourself a Global Trade May report, you will see that Africa and resources. Actually, when it comes to natural resources, Africa and common sense are headed different directions. Common sense is going that way. Africa is headed that way. By the way, even when Africa is going that way and common sense is going that way, Africa is busy telling its people, we will create employment. And then the means to create that employment is being shipped outside the continent to create employment somewhere else. Oh, you know what? All throughout the political history, the Western political adopted history, the Western adopted political history. Look, African leaders, on behalf of my people, especially the youth, I apologize. Every time you guys say you will create employment, that's all you say. If you vote for me, I will create employment. That's it. If you vote for me, I will create employment. They didn't say where. Now, to be fair, they have been creating employment, mostly in China, and maybe it's a little bit of Norway, some of it in the US, some of it in India, but bottom line is, they are creating employment. Take, for example, your leader, this is seemingly high on crack, decides to ship all the natural resources to that are then refined and then processed and then made into final finished products outside the African continent. There is employment creation on all levels, from the transportation, because we don't own the ships that are shipping this stuff out. They are owned by mostly the recipient countries of this, the recipient countries of this natural, of these raw natural resources. Now, here's the thing. The guys that are shipping it, they are working. So, you see, African politicians have really been creating employment. Just not for Africans. Mostly for Germans, Indians, and Chinese. But the point is, they have been creating employment just in wrong different countries. I didn't think of it that way. Guys, I apologize. You guys have been creating employment. But just the one, if I may just say one thing. Can we just, create this employment here at home? So next time a politician stands up on a podium and start telling you that they will create employment, ask them where are you going to create this employment? Or just to say, this employment that you are saying you will create, honorable, whatever the heck your name is, this employment is going to be here at home, right? Like here in Namibia, not in China, Norway, Switzerland, Germany, Austria, UK, America. Let me bring you back to my COPPA example. When it comes to extraction, this is where you find copper mines. The countries that are the biggest copper suppliers when it comes to mining are Chile, Peru, Indonesia, Zambia, and DRC. Of course, there's going to be DRC. Let me repeat that list again. Countries that are biggest suppliers of copper globally, in terms of mining, those ones like that have literally, that have the deposit in their soil. Chile, South America, Peru, South America, Indonesia, that's in Asia, Zambia, that's in Africa, DRC, that's also in Africa. So you have two South American countries, you have two African countries, and you have one Asian country. That's just one resources, and that's copper. Now, when it comes to processing now, you see a lot of shifts happening. When it comes to processing, 56% total copper exports ends up in the following countries: Germany, Mexico, China. China is by far the biggest block. China, you have Japan, South Korea, India, and Canada. In other words, all these countries that are extracting, that have the natural resources under their soil, they just extract it and then put it on a ship. And then they send it out. Now the politicians in all these countries are busy telling their people that we will create employment. Just how the heck are you gonna do that, you idiot? You have loaded the means of creating employment on a ship. And you are taking it outside the continent, not outside the country, outside the continent, to create, copper goes through four different cycles from the look of things. There's extraction, and then there's processing, there's refining, and then finished products. Now, the processing into finished products, the manufacturing into finished products. Africa is only on stage one. Extraction. That's it. Tsumep, I hope you're listening. Africa is only on stage one. That's it. Now, when it comes to processing, the countries that process a large amount of copper, of worldwide supply of copper at 56% are Germany, Mexico, China, Japan, South Korea, India, and Canada. Now, refining on the other hand is, that's one of, interesting enough, Chile pops up again. Chile pops up. This is a country in South America. Africa is nowhere near any of these ones. You have Chile, and then you have, refining. There's, DRC is here. Oh, thank heavens. You have DRC, Japan, Belgium, Spain, Finland, Peru, South Korea, Bulgaria, and Thailand. Bulgaria. Bulgaria. That's a country in Eastern Europe. And, when it comes to refining, you don't have to be an expert to know that there is no way Africa is gonna be there. So now you have, in refining you have China, United States, Brazil, and then you have, the UAE, South Korea, India, Taiwan, province of China. I laughed at that the whole way when I was coming. I even decided to send it to one of my colleagues. Like, what were they trying to say? But, now you have to understand that, this is a United Nations Trade and Development. Now, this is, a branch of the United Nations, and the UN also subscribe to the, One China policy, the whole idea that Taiwan and mainland China are one country. It's a whole political, mumbo jumbo going on there. But, extraction of copper. Chile, Peru, Indonesia, Zambia, and the DRC. Processing of copper. Germany, Mexico, Africa just left the WhatsApp group. Germany, Mexico, China, Japan, South Korea, India, and Canada. Refining. 43% of it is refined in Chile. Turns out DRC refines copper. And Japan, who owns that refinery? That's a good question. Chances are very high it's owned by a bunch of non-African guys, and only, a few politicians in the government are given shares in. We know how these things work. That's, and then they are given what I like to call, shut up money, like shut up allowance. It's like, bribe is such a dead weight. It's not bribe. It's shut up allowance. Shut up and protect us in parliament allowance. So you have, Now, in refining, you have DRC, Chile, Japan, Belgium, Spain, Finland, Peru, South Korea, Bulgaria, and Thailand. Now, refined copper for industrial use, aka your cables and stuff, and also in a lot of your, you know, the chips that you are using on your devices, like the ones that you are most likely listening through, and the one that I'm holding, the one that I'm live streaming through. Those ones are the specialties of China, United States, Brazil, United Arab Emirates, Republic of Korea, aka South Korea, India, and Taiwan. So in refined, when it comes to mining, the resources, Africa is there. When it comes to processing the resources, Africa left the WhatsApp group. And when it comes to refining it, Africa shows up, at least DRC is representing us there. When it comes to this whole ownership and stuff, I don't know who's in charge of that. My money is going to be on a bunch of foreigners. Now, refined copper that is then made into finished products like copper cables. Africa is not on the list. South America is not on the list. It's the same thing that pisses me off every time I buy chocolate. There are two things that pisses me off every time I buy chocolate. One, I'm always buying it for someone's daughter. Two, eating that chocolate, knowing that what's written on that chocolate is made in Switzerland, made in the United States, made in Germany. The cocoa is coming out of Ivory Coast and Ghana. Okay, can't you just process it yourself? No, these things are expensive. Well, then stop stealing money and then start investing it. I mean, if you invested the same way, if you invested as much as you stole, I don't think it would be that expensive. Actually, it will be really cheap. I mean, you guys are stealing a lot. Because, I know you guys are stealing a lot because of the type of cars that you drive. Cars these days are expensive, so if you can afford some. And people, at this point, we are looking at your salary. Ash, with your salary, my brother, how are you able to afford all these things? It's God's blessing. Which God's blessing? It's thief's blessing. Nonsense. So, that's just one resources. That is just one resources. Put in mind, the whole report is about 23 pages on just one resources. And reports for, I think, all of them. I have to check their website again because this is awesome. Let's take another break. And when we come back on the other side, we change the topic to something a little dark, unfortunately. That basically goes to show, goes to show just how sick society is. You know, just, this is the something that fascinates me about human behavior. Oh, dear. But, well, commercial break. Actually, non-commercial break. Before someone said, it's not a commercial break unless it's paid for.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Oulio mnangeshefa na wahara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station na weyo Eagle FM. Enya mkulo olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. Now, make I draw a very, I don't want to use dirty because I want it to sound funny, but relax. Keeping all the crane regulations in mind, let me walk you through what is taking place in the world of technology. Okay. You see, there's this thing, whether we like it or not. Oh, okay. Now let me start with a local example before, because from here we are going to Berlin, Germany. About a year or two, okay, that was last year, right? That was last year when it came out that, because of the cost of living, this is not what it said on the reports. It's just my first thought is the main cause is the cost of living. Yeah, the main problem is the cost of living, and everything that's taking place in our society today can be attributed to the cost of living. A lot of social ills, including why you find a lot of people that are now behind, well, that are finding themselves behind bars. Of course, a lot of people do a lot of dumb things. A lot of dumb things for all kinds of reasons. But most of it is more financially motivated. So a few months ago, for just a little over a year, it came out in our local media that a lot of our young girls, especially those ones that are university, are selling their pictures without them wearing their clothes on, via WhatsApp in exchange of Easy or Blue, whatever wallet that is being employed in this, in these transactions. Now, this is one of those conversations we don't have all the time. But again, this is one of those things that we have got to begin to acknowledge. One, society is always going to change whether we like it or not. Pretending like something is not happening is not going to make it disappear. I'll give you an example. Next time you find yourself in the wilderness and you see a lion charging towards you, just, well, close your eyes, cross your fingers, sit down and just wish that a lion was not charging at you. Let's see if that's gonna work. Your behind is gonna get eaten. Run! First of all, acknowledge that if you don't run, you're gonna become lunch. Now, once you get that out of the way, you will begin to face problems much easier. Step one, at least, according to my philosophies of life, develop an emotional skin. Yeah. I'm going to say that again because it's not something that's said a lot everyone wants to be politically correct these days. Develop an emotional skin because during the course of your life, people are going to offend the heck out of you. Whether you like it or not, they are going to offend you. You're welcome. Now that now that we have that out of the way, then we move on to the next part. Whether we like it or not, there are things in life that's gonna happen, that we don't have control over. I think making peace with that is going to help you. This is my philosophy on life. If you're one of those people that run around crying, oh my God! I'm so offended. Oh, you sure? Go ahead. Be offended. Oh, for the love of God.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. Where were we? E-wallet, let me just call it technological transition. Technology is taking over a lot of aspects of our life. Farmers can employ technology in their practice. Teachers can employ technology in their practice, from the traditional black or chalkboard to projectors. And you have media personalities like yours truly here can now employ technology in making my job easier. Well, guess what else have transitioned what other professions are employing the use of technology? I'll give you a hint. The oldest profession, that's another word that sex work is known for. It's known as the oldest profession. Now, here's the thing. Apart from the e-wallet stories that came out here, it sent me down a rabbit hole that ended up with me being in Berlin, Germany. I don't have the money to go there physically. Well, it was reported last year that there's something that's taking place about Berlin. Titled "Dirty Weekend," outside the world's first cyber brothel. Now, the whole for those of you that do not know it, a brothel is a headquarter for for sex workers. You guys are not gonna murder me, right? Now, here's what happens. It seems to me like that profession is also transitioning. I don't know if a profession is such a word, but it's been called the oldest profession. But anyway, has transitioned into what? Into the use of technology. Now, that in itself is not a bad. It's not a problem. It's like adult websites these days. No one is going to tell you that they visit those websites. But every year they rake in billions of dollars in revenue. Everyone is asking themselves, if everyone is saying, I don't visit those websites, how the heck are these guys making all this money? So in other words, deny, deny, deny. But anyway, we all know, which is why a lot of people, you know, like to have incognito. Yeah, that's for rookies. But moving on. But how is this transition taking place? Well, let me just take you through virtual reality goggles. Virtual reality goggles are being used now to... okay, how do I put this? Let me just read through it, and then I can provide some of my not very friendly recommendations. Dirty, you know, this article is from last year. 2023. Put that in mind. Dirty Weekend. Inside the world's first cyber brothel, where customers can pay £228 to romp with with sex bots, and VR brings kinky dolls to life. Jesus Christ. Now, by the way, this is not being done by kids. This is being done by adults. Before you start saying, oh my God, why would... Now look, if kids were doing this, it would be just easy to, you know, sit them down and talk to them if you are a Western parent, or just, you know, slap the daylight out of them if you were an African or Asian or Arab parents. You know, these three have one thing in common when it comes to racing. Jabu, please, I told you don't do that. You'll break the TV. Those are American parents. Break that TV and I will kill you. Now you know you are dealing with an African parent. You know, they are not sugarcoating anything. They're just they are even threatening you with a sandal. By the way, I don't think when people made sandals, they had this in mind. Until that sandal landed in the African, Arab and Asian parents' hands, and like, huh, nice. This thing is nice. When you throw it, it bounces on whatever solid object it lands on, and then bounces back to your hand. It's like a boomerang, you know, like Thor's hammer. Now, let me draw a picture of what, well, basically could be taking place, I think, to this day. Now, okay, let me just summarize that, because it's just too graphic to read directly. What's going on here is that you have a lot of virtual, you have a lot of places that you could visit in, turns out, in a lot of Western countries, because we're Germany is in the West. In a lot of Western countries, where you can have this exclusive type of, establishments for only people with money and some twisted sense of morality. And then they can go there and then sit down, and they're handed virtual reality goggles. And then using artificial intelligence, they can modify whatever, the sex doll they want to engage with, to look like anything they want. Huh? So you can go full 50 Shades of Grey times 100. Now the question that everyone is asking when I was reading the comments coming out of those stories, what makes you think that some twisted guys like your guy here in Grasshook will modify the character that they want to look like a bunch of kids? Oh, Jesus Christ. Now, by the way, before you start curling up your toes and fingers and start thinking, what is the problem with, what's wrong with today's society? Actually, this is not something that is new. Unfortunately. White people, I'm going to have to cook you guys a lot on this one, because, well, when you guys showed up, you destroyed a lot of the records. I would be cooking African leaders, but, well, you guys will either stole or destroyed everything. So that means I'm exposed to a lot of your very old history, good and just flat out filthy. Therefore, fasten a seatbelt. You see, there's this guy that was, there was this this guy in the Roman Empire known as Emperor Tiberius, who was called, who to this day is, a lot of historians dispute, argue whether or not he was a pedophile. Now, you have to understand that the word pedophile is a phenomenally new word. It's it wasn't there in 14 AD in Rome. It wasn't there. Therefore, you see, bro, Tiberius was accused, to this day, he's continued to be accused of a lot of things. Among them is pedophilia. Seems like, for some reason, as an emperor, he could have all the women he wanted. But no, he decided, you know what? I'm going to go with kids. At this point, it's kind of difficult to hire a babysitter because they're like, on a scale of 1 to just flat out nuts, how normal are you? Just, you know, asking for the safety of my kids at this point. I'm not lying to you. So at this point, you get a security guard, you get a husband, you get a pool boy. You don't know what they're into. They could take your wife, they could molest your kids, they could do, but Jesus Christ, we need prayers like left, right, and center. These prayers are not coming from any prophet on earth. On this one, we need prayers directly from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These prophets that are just stealing people's offerings, those ones are not going to cut it. No, you don't know if they're stealing offerings. You only think that if you are not, if you are one of those people that are stealing offerings. Yeah, sure, go ahead. Okay, that was painful. Jesus. And anyway, now let's bring it local, because now today I have to finish. I was told by my tech guys I have to finish at exactly 11 o'clock. I have to finish at exactly 11 o'clock. Local shareholders to pay 10% dividend tax. You know, I didn't know that you guys, local shareholders in a lot of, institutions operating in Namibia, I didn't know that you guys were having a good time enjoying shareholder, tax-free shareholder dividends. According to the paper I have in front of me here, starting next year, a lot of things are starting next year. The Japanese wants to introduce single tax. Oh dear. If you're single and you're planning on moving to Japan, you may want to look that up. It's fascinating to read. Now, starting next year, Namibia's shareholders will be subject to a 10% dividend tax, whereas currently only non-resident shareholders are subject to shareholder tax. So, 10% dividend tax. So, in other words, the company that you are, the organization you are running is exposed, will have to pay corporate tax. And the dividends that you get out of your hard-earned investment at the end of the year will be exposed to dividend tax. Taxes, taxes, taxes. That's one thing you can't avoid. Right? I mean, there are taxes left, right, and center, but single tax is still wild. It's still very, 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 very wild. So, corporate tax, corporate tax, income tax, single tax, beard tax, that has been a European thing so far. It turns out if you had a beard, you were taxed because you had a beard. Now, we have a lot of things starting next year, both good and bad, depending on whether you are a shareholder or not, depending on whether you like to contribute to your country's revenues or not. But, a lot of those things, leave it there. But here's the thing. Public officials will have to attend, it was said back in April by the Minister of Health that the public office bearers, including myself, those were her words, will have to, a lot of public officials will start using public health facilities. Now, that I will believe when it starts happening. No, look, I'm not against it. I'm just saying finding VIPs in the queue. at the hospital. Although you and I know that those guys will just skip the queue. They will just, create some unnecessary traffic congestion. We, when they get there, it's just a headache. Honorable, have you tried sleeping? You know, both sleepings, all two of them. You know, try sleeping alone first. If it's not working, try sleeping with someone. It's gonna help. You're welcome. Bye. Have a good day. Keep running the country, Honorable. Next! That would be me. Now you know why I cannot be a nurse. Because your honorable, will turn me into, will pass a law making it illegal for me to speak. But that would be threatening my income, you know, they can't do that. They really, really, really can't do that. Let's clean some of my head now, shall we?
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
There's another conversation that I think we are avoiding. One that I came across an article on social media, one of the media houses, I think it's something that one of our former presidents that is thank heavens we have two. I almost said the only one alive. We have two. Former, we have top notch, and you will die now. That article was of our former president. That's former president Pohamba criticizing, more like pointing out the painful realities that the Southern Angolan authorities must face. A lot of young people in Southern Angola are finding themselves, and this is the same for most parts of Southern Zambia. You see that a lot of them are finding themselves in Namibia to do menial labors like looking after cattle, throwing babysitting in there, and also selling stuff. Selling stuff on the robots, but most of them are kids, underaged. The thing is, the government of Angola must put emphasis on the southern Angola in terms of development, because a lot of these kids that are finding themselves in northern Namibia doing these types of jobs are just kids that should be in school. Africa has a lot of goals that seems to be being funded, like almost all of them are being funded by non-Africans. One such program is, of course, our military is being funded by a bunch of foreign guys. Not our militaries in Namibia, but our military, our military security and the African continent. AFRICOM is American. The headquarters is in Germany, but they will protect us. We have faith in them. Maybe they can protect us. But what happens if they start invading us? Who is going to protect us from them? That's a question for everyone that has bodyguards. Bodyguards will protect you from Helmut, but who is going to protect you from the bodyguard? Now that's where you just have to cross your fingers and hope they don't backstab you. And they have had, they have a tendency of doing that. Now, the parts of Southern Angola must be emphasized by the Angolan government in terms of education, in terms of health, and basically in terms of development, because a lot of young people that are finding themselves in Northern Namibia doing menial labors needs to be in school.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit paratas.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the...
We don't have time. We only have like 15 minutes. 15 minutes left. 15 minutes left. Moving on. So a lot of these kids have to be in school. Now this is our president was in Angola recently, and I just went through just glossed through an article where she's talking about transitioning our diplomatic relations with Mozambique from the predominantly political one to a more economic one. Which I think should be the dominant relationship between all African countries. Promote economic relations, relations. Because political relations, politics doesn't make money that runs a country. Actually, politics eats most of the money that is supposed to run a country. Now, economics, on the other hand, economics would be a very good direction to take. So the same goes here with Angola. So the diplomatic relationship between Namibia and Angola should be one of southern Angola, the provinces of southern Angola. Angola is very massive in terms of landmass. So they don't have regions. I think they have provinces like South Africa. So the northern regions of Namibia and the southern provinces of Angola must the authorities, both the central governments should then, the Namibian government might use the northern regional authorities and the constituency councillors and the South Africa, the southern part of Angola, the provinces, whoever is in charge of those provinces, governors, I think, they must, now those ones must communicate with the Namibian, with their Namibian counterpart and just figure out a solution to this. Because again, if we want to industrialize as a continent with this Africa Free Trade Agreement, people with skills are needed. Skills beyond looking after cattle. This is where local content creation or local content policy in terms of skills, in terms of, upskilling the people to suit your economic goal now comes in. Because, Namibia has developmental goals, Angola has developmental goals, but the people on the ground seems to be taking a whole different type, The atmosphere on the ground is wildly different in a way that, we want to industrialize. Industrialize means we want to develop the capacity not only to mine, but also refine and process into finished products our own natural resources. And we have a lot of it. The problem is, not only are we shipping most of it and then turning around and saying, well, we don't refine it because we don't have the skills. Those skills, this is where I now have to make fun of my continent, country, and religion. Okay, let me put it this way. You know, if you go on the internet and search for the most protected leaders on earth, aka the leaders with the most bodyguards, the Pope is on that list. Why are you always talking about Roman Catholic? And now I'm just using the Pope as an example here. The Pope is protected by some of the most highly military trained guys. That's the very same guy that is a representative of God on earth. Now, that's where I look at and go like, you know what? If I see a lion, I'm not praying my way out of it. I'm running, because if homeboy, who is a representative of the big guy upstairs, is surrounding himself, by the way, he drives one of the most heavily armored, I think, I think that's a Mercedes-Benz. Yeah. Uh-huh. And that is true for a lot of man of gods the world over. They are having not only bodyguards, but also armored vehicles. But for some reason, these guys managed to convince some of our brothers and sisters that, you know what, this sticker of my face here will protect you. Say what? Okay, so let me get this straight. You have a bulletproof house, bulletproof suit. God only knows, maybe you, at this point it's safe to assume, maybe you have a bulletproof boxers, bulletproof underwear, and bulletproof everything. But you are telling me your sticker will protect me. Ah, well, get out of here, man. Now, you see, that's actually one of the biggest problems. Now, the point I'm trying to make here is, every time that we talk about beneficiation in terms of natural resources, our first excuse is we don't have the skills. Where do you think the skills are going to come from? We will have to train us to gain those skills. They are not going to come from the blue. We will have to train us. We will have to invest in those skills for us to gain them. But hey, a lot of us have our fingers crossed and hoping, you know what? A lightning falls somewhere from the blue and we wake up the next day and we are all engineers and, you know, farmers, farming experts, you know, medical experts, nuclear experts. No, that's not how it works. Now, those skills are not going to fall from heaven like manna. Those skills are something we will have to invest in, and it will take a long time. It's not instant porridge. You're welcome. Now, I know, believe me, I'm a subscriber of the Christian religion. I was baptized at some point. I don't know what I was thinking. But anyway, here's the thing. I subscribe to the whole idea of religion. But I feel like we are abusing it at this point. We are abusing it at this point. I mean, I could come up with a lot of stories. I'll give you one. According to the good book, The Tower of Babel was built by a guy, more like commissioned by a guy called Nimrod. And that guy decided, we are going to build a tower that will go into the sky until we meet God. Please tell me that story is metaphorical, because if it's literal, homeboy was high on weed. Because, well, the tallest building on earth today is the Burj Khalifa Hotel in Dubai. Here's the thing. The Burj Khalifa Hotel, I'm no engineering expert or historical expert, but I know the Burj Khalifa Hotel must be like 100 times taller than the Tower of Babel. So, you're telling me homeboy had a problem with the Tower of Babel, but doesn't have a problem with the Burj Khalifa Hotel? I'm just saying the myth is not mething. Now, some of these are the things that's going to make one of my cousin, who is very churchy, by the way. These are the things that's going to make one of my cousin to pray for me. She's probably splashing holy water on my screen, you know, on her screen right now, and speaking in tongues. Eagle FM for your mori. TK.
Gabi, Gabi.
Now, I'm going to be.
I'm going to
talk.
I'm going to talk. So, you see, now, me, I don't know where. So, things are just top down.
In what way?
You tell this other one issues of, you know, deviation of everything. Everything is just in, like in confusion. But we need to align ourselves with the programs that you are talking about.
For example?
So,
For example?
You know what you're talking about, most of my helmet. You want me to repeat the game?
Well, I did talk about a bunch of things, but if you don't want to mention names, it's not a problem. Just go on.
No, I don't want to mention names, also. I don't have bodyguard.
Oh, same here.
So it's only the, unless I go and get the old combatant, the sub shooter. Maybe they. So let me call you.
All right. Okay. I had no idea what the point was, but thank you for calling. 5 minutes past the hour of, 5 minutes to the hour of 11, not past. 5 minutes to the hour of 11. So, if you look at, if we look at it in terms of investment, if we look at it in terms of investment and economics and development, there is only one way that we have to do. There's only one thing we have to do. We have to go hands-on. Hands-on in terms of practicality. Theory, for some reason, theory is a good thing, but theory, not for some reason, for obvious reasons. Theory is a good thing, but theory does not work when it comes to bringing about the change on the ground. Let me give you a relationship example. It's not rocket science. You can make promises, but fulfilling them requires you to go hands on. Now, a lot of us on the African continent want to cross our fingers and hope the Lord does it. I'm one of those people that believe in a God that does not promote laziness. One of those things that, I like about the God I worship. He doesn't promote laziness. If we want something to change, after praying on your knees, go out there and put in the work. This whole thing of just sitting on your knees and crossing your fingers and hope that Prince Charming shows up and sweeps you off your feet. No. I think this is the reason why a lot of Christians are single. It's because, when they have a crush on someone, instead of telling them that I have a crush on you, they go home and pray about it because, please, Lord, take this temptation away from me. It's not a temptation, it's a crush, you idiot. You are supposed to want that husband that you are praying for. How the heck are you planning on meeting him? And also what I think one thing we should fix in Christianity is this whole thing of calling each other brothers and sisters. First of all, brother so is dating sister so. The language is creepy. First of all, brothers and sisters shouldn't be dating. Second, let's just cut the crap. Yes, man of God, holy, but you're also a human being. In the very same way that your stomach feels hungry sometimes, downstairs is going to be hungry sometimes. you can be in denial. And then there are those of us that are not in denial. I love us. I came across one video on social media of one guy. I think he's Ugandan. Yeah. Or Ugandan or Kenyan. One of those East African countries who was asked, what do you think about those ones that want to stay, not get laid until they are married? Homeboy was, I like the guy's response, was like, let them be, but for us, we are enjoying. Homeboy did not mix his words, he made sure he drove the point home. Now, the skills, whatever development we are looking for, we are not going to pray it into existence. We'll have to work it into existence. That is the problem. Here's one thing. If prayer works in the way that most of us thinks that it does, Africa would be really rich. My God, the level of spiritual manifestation we are putting in our lives. By the way, when crashing on someone, I don't think that's a sin.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you. Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always prepared.
It's 11:11. Sizuma Salicho is up for me. Until tomorrow, y'all stay blessed now. And please, pray and work. Pray and work. Stop using God as to justify your lazy behind. No sense.